Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's edition of The Catch-Up,
the man who got up close with Nigella Lawson, our very own food man, Rob Broadfield. We'll find out what she's really like.
Speaking of food, Justin Hamilton reviews the new Michael Keaton film about the big golden arches, the founder. It's all about how McDonald's came about.
And if you'd like apps with that, Dan, the internet has an app that will change your life.
Lisa and Pete are off having a swim in a nice warm pool. The Elite Triple Cell Solar Pool Blanket keeps your pool warmer longer. See Elite at poolcovers.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
As we do every fortnight, it's our favourite timer. Rob Broadfield, the editor of the West Australian Good Food Guide, joins us now on Lisa and Pete. Always a pleasure to have you here in the studio, mate.
Pete, hello. Lisa, how
yes,
you going?
We don't eat out without you. Now, a slightly different one this time, because first of all, we want to say how impressed we are that you, of all the interviewed Nigella Lawson while she was in town, you were the only one that managed to do it without even the remotest little bit of drool. You kept it together.
I know.
We want to see if you can do it again.
Did you notice Colin? Oh, my God. Look at you.
Let's see how long you can talk for.
Here comes the drool.
Colin, Premier Colin Barnett was at, he was just at a loss.
Didn't he make a deal of him?
I think he made a minister in his government. I don't remember.
Good use of the word deal as well, mate.
I love the moment when he pointed out the window and he went, look, we're building a stadium. And Nigella had the good grace to go,
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she's just so gracious and lovely and beautiful.
Yes, very beautiful.
Very beautiful. What was she like?
Very thin.
Really?
Really? She is absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. Exactly. Yeah. That's the word. Thanks, Lace. Voluptuous.
She is voluptuous. And she's still voluptuous. I think she's still wearing industrial strength Spanx. But she's a lot away from where she was a few years ago.
Double Spanx once. Let's say you meet someone like Nigella and you think, oh, gosh, I've got to, you know, win this woman over with an amazing meal and I've got to impress. Yes. I've heard rules like don't eat pasta on a first date because, you know, dripping down your chin.
Yeah, that's right.
What would be a great Perth place to take someone you were really trying to impress, and what should you order?
So like
maybe a sneaky aphrodisiac style.
Sneaky aphrodisiac. Yeah. Well, that'd be gin and tonic.
Oh, okay. But, she likes a gin and tonic.
She does like a gin and tonic. If I was taking Nigella to lunch or dinner, I want to impress her, I'd take her to the coast. That's the first thing. Because all English people, they go to Shorehouse or Bibb and Tuck or any of those along that thing and they just go, ooh, ah. You know, we're used to it, but they just love it. Sunny day, you're in.
They don't know a beach.
No,
it's not pebbles.
Right. So, no, your pasta's right. You don't want to dribble that down your chin.
No.
Anything for a woman that's got spinach in it because it catches between the teeth.
I said spinach is probably a no-no. Yeah.
Not a good look. Anything that's slightly sloppy. And this is the trick with canapes too.
Mm-hmm.
Big ham-fisted canapes, that's a deal breaker. The date's off at that point. So a nice little small canapé food. I won't be a cliche and say I'd feed her oysters.
No,
but
too obvious.
But I reckon for Nigella specifically, actually it's work for any woman.
Mm-hmm.
The way you say that, mate, it sounds like it's not the first time you've given it a fair crack.
Not my first rodeo.
Get into this business for nothing. It's the perks.
A really lovely bottle, and I'm not joking, lovely bottle of crisp, dry West Australian Chardonnay.
Yes.
Any brand in particular, something that just sort of rolls off the tongue?
What do I like? Love Lewin Estate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fantastic.
Lewin Estate.
That's one of the best Chardonnays around. That would be, that'd work for me, and that's a really West Australian flavour too. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Right.
So good wine, good views, a non-compromising menu so you don't put food all over yourself or over your teeth or over your head, and a well-spoken conversation. Mm-hmm. You see, she's a real intellect. Did you know that? She used to be the editor of the Literary Guide in London or something.
Her father was an MP, wasn't he?
Her father was the Chancellor of the Exchequer in Maggie's government.
Yeah, so don't go getting drunk. One nice bottle of wine while you could, and then, you know, the ability to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
So was there any part of you at all that was nervous? Just even a little bit?
Mate, there was. Oh, no, there was.
Oh,
I do a lot of interviews, you know, and this was one of the few that I actually was a bit, before I got to an interview, I was like, oh, geez, how am I going to catch this question? What am I I was more nervous doing that interview than I can remember in quite a while.
Yeah.
A, because it wasn't just her beauty, it's because she's actually really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to look at her sitting 3 feet away from you and say to yourself, look at her face, look at her face, look at her face, look at her face.
Yeah.
Because. So, you know, that was, and it was a great interview too. And the editors made me look really good because I was drooling actually. So oh, yeah. She was at the Gourmet Escape over the weekend.
Yes.
The Margaret River Gourmet Escape. Outrageously uproaring success. Last year and the year before that, it was on its last legs, basically.
Right.
It had turned to rubbish. Anyway, they turned the whole thing around. And I think Nigella had a lot to do with that. She was so popular.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
That was brilliant.
Fantastic. All right. We look forward to more of those. We've got 2 weeks left until we're on holidays, which we'll catch up with you in a fortnight as well.
Exactly.
The Christmas fair.
Yeah. So we'll talk about some of the great places you can go for really top quality produce and stuff like that just ahead of Christmas lunch.
I'll bring in my secret list.
You beauty.
Fantastic.
We'll check it twice.
Thanks, Rob Broadfield. Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm
on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete. Do we need to change the theme to a Flume song after the arias last night?
Sure.
Or maybe a bit of Sia?
I know people can't see it, but Pete was dancing around like the maestro out of Seinfeld then with his little conductor thing.
Well, the pads are on.
Yeah, well, Flume cleaned up, didn't he?
Yeah.
4 of the 8 ARIA awards he's won over his career were won last night. So, yeah.
Really moving into our own, into that genre. Absolutely. Of, you know,
EDM.
Nice to hear a friend of ours, Dixie Battersby, mentioned by Neil Finn, who she comes in every week and hassles me about online stuff. So, yeah, you know, she was great.
So, if you're watching Crowded House get inducted into the Hall of Fame last night, that's what Dan's talking about. When they went, a shout out to Dixie Battersby in the West. Yeah, she is the woman.
Yeah.
She gets us our interviews, like with Culture Club.
She's the hard worker behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
With a foul mouth.
She is as genuine, and we love her for it. Please don't change Dixie ever. Right.
Now, we should probably talk about
apps. Yeah. Okay. Is that why I'm here? Yeah.
Yeah.
First one's one I've just showed you guys called Swaying.
Yeah.
I reckon it's the new Snapchat, Instagram, whatever. I don't know.
Swang.
Swaying.
Swaying.
Swaying. Sorry.
Swaying.
So what it does, it takes a photo, but you can actually make it interactive. And we did one, which I'll try and post on the Facebook page, of us, you know, you sort of, when you move the phone, the photo actually moves with the phone's movement. So you can do us like a 3D type.
And it incorporates that landscape movement.
Correct.
Thing.
Yeah. And it's sort of made, they reckon they've made it for the mannequin challenge to make it easy to, have you heard of guys heard about the mannequin
challenge? Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, it's still going.
So, yeah, it's still
quite
going.
Quite a lengthy fad.
And it's made simply to make that process of filming that mannequin challenge video a bit easier.
So you get around to all the mannequins.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
So,
they're not coming to you, they're mannequins.
I mean, you know, I'm not sold on Snapchat as the last example of something like this, I guess. And I've tried using it and I just don't see the point. I mean, this one's okay. It's cool that you can interact with a photo, but it might just be one of those.
Anyone thinking, I don't know how to use Snapchat at all, I'm with you.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Still trying to get my head around Instagram.
I know you are, Pete.
Look, I've got it and I get it, but I don't really use it.
No.
Because there's that many. There's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's, I don't see the point in Snapchat over Instagram and Twitter.
I can choose two. I've got my two.
Facebook and
another one.
But I'll chuck it up on the internet's Facebook page.
Spoken like an old person.
The other app, this one's pretty cool. Now, I don't know how to say it. It's called Moja.
Moja.
M-O-A-S-U-R-E. So it's measure, but it's got an O and 7 E. And what it does, it turns your phone into a measuring tape.
Oh! And it would get it right.
Yes.
This measures
up to 100 metres.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got no idea.
Because how many times do you rock up to like an IKEA or something and go, well, I don't know if that's going to fit the room. I didn't bring my measuring tape.
Yeah.
Bang!
Now you've got your phone. Oh,
And to measure the area before you go that the thing you're buying to fit into.
Yeah. So it's got different ways to do it, but essentially you start at one point, press the button, and then you go to the next point, press the button, and it gives you the measure. Measurement, right?
Because getting a measurement's not as easy as it sounds. No. You usually drop the thing, you lose it, and you only got to lose a couple of centimetres.
Where it's, on a personal note for me, it's going to be great because I quite often go to my dad. My dad comes over, he's the mad building engineer guy, as you know, eccentric man he is. And he'll come over and go, right, it's off to Bunnings. So we go off to Bunnings, and then he does that thing where he takes his own measuring tape out and starts to measure. And I always have that guilt of, are they going to stop us at the front thing?
Oh, they think I've stolen it. It's like, no.
Sorry, Bunnings, I've got my phone. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll chuck that up on the internet's Facebook page. I think it's a great app, like we said.
Oh, that's good.
Lots of stuff we can measure. Yeah. Hey, Pat, are your pants still on, Pete?
You know what they say about measuring twice, that old saying? I don't know what it is, but they say measure twice.
Do you want to measure it twice?
No.
Oh, it's not for that. Just a phone length, though.
You said length, right?
The average. The new iPhone 7.
I'm out of here. Thanks, guys. Keep your pants on, please.
Ooh, iPad mini.
Stop talking about my small wang.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
Well, the weather's hot now, so a movie's always good. Justin, right. What's on?
Look, we've been on a roll the last couple of weeks. Two of my favourite movies of the year were Hell or High Water and Arrival. And as I keep saying, week after week, it's just great to see movies that were made for grown-ups. And as I said before, I thoroughly enjoy a blockbuster with superheroes punching dinosaurs while waving wands that use the Force, but it's just nice to see a movie that has a total budget that wouldn't cover the catering for the Avengers. Mm. And sometimes those smaller movies, they just get on with the story, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So I was excited to see one of my favourite actors in Michael Keaton in the movie about the beginning of McDonald's as a restaurant in the film The Founder. So Keaton plays Ray Kroc, a salesman from Illinois who is struggling to make ends meet. And one day he meets the brothers Mac and Dick McDonald, who are running a burger operation in Southern California. Kroc is impressed by the brothers' speedy system of making food and decides to help the brothers turn their restaurant into a franchise, whether the brothers want him to or not.
I know what you're thinking. How the heck does a 52-year-old, over-the-hill milkshake machine salesman build a fast food empire with 1,600 restaurants at an annual revenue of $700 million? One word. Persistence.
He got an order. 6 mixers.
To anyone in particular?
McDonald's.
Care for a little tour?
We wanted something different, and that's when my brother here comes up with one of his brilliant ideas.
Orders ready in 30 seconds, not 30 minutes.
Unique, original, there's nothing like this.
It's revolutionary.
It's exactly what it is. It's revolutionary. What is that?
The Golden Arches.
It's a way to make the place stand out.
Huh.
There should be McDonald's everywhere. Franchise the damn thing.
Mr. Kroc.
Franchise, franchise, franchise.
McDonald's can be the new American church. And it ain't just open on Sundays, boys.
Interesting. And he's so good for these kind of roles, isn't he?
Oh, he's so good. Keaton's back. Like, thank you, Birdman. Like, I don't care that he didn't win the Oscar for it. It brought him back. And then he made Spotlight. Mm. And Spotlight was a cracking film. And this is another tour de force. Like, after seeing this, you can't help but think there might be another nomination in the future. And what's really interesting about this is it's telling you a real story, but at heart it's kind of a horror story because the character he plays is, you know, based on the real person, and the real person, he was a big fan of himself. That's who he was a big fan of. Like, Ray Kroc was right into Ray Kroc. By the way, when I say that it's a horror movie, like, I know we're talking McDonald's and you're probably thinking, is there going to be a scary clown appearance? There's nothing like that. It's more in the sense that the character that Keaton plays is a sociopath. He has his eye on the prize. He doesn't care who might get in the way. He'll do whatever he can to make his dream come true, regardless of the damage that is done in the process. But you know, the thing about Keaton is he's so charismatic and he's funny. So he can do things that you're thinking, oh yeah, that's entertaining. And then suddenly, oh, hang on, the ramifications of that are not good at all. The rest of the movie is full of performances that are just as good as Keaton, from a list of actors that I reckon you would recognise them even if you didn't know their names. The two McDonald's brothers are played by Nick Offerman, who played Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation. That would probably be the best.
Mr. Beaverhausen.
That would probably be the best one to use, right?
Yeah, yes.
And John Carroll Lynch, he's appeared in everything from the movie Fargo to Ted 2. He's a big fella. As soon as you see him, you'll know who he is. They do such a great job that you can't help but feel anything but sorry for these guys. They play smart men who find circumstances spiraling out of control, and there's nothing they can do about it. So you just have nothing but empathy for those guys. This is a great exploration of how one of our modern institutions turned into the juggernaut it is today. But be warned, in movies, the good guys win, but in the real world, all bets are off. So I'm giving The Founder 4 cheesed off burgers out of 5.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are probably tucked away at home right now, same as the Elite Hideaway pool cover system. Out of sight, out of mind. See Elite at poolcovers.com.au.